baskets from other players, which is great to swing the ball, move it around. It keeps the defense on their toes, knowing that they can't allow any one player to be open for a shot that they'd want. Really trying to pound the middle and get points in the paint. 18 of their 31 have come inside that rectangle, but Stanislaus State, 16 points inside the paint, mostly thanks to Milos Rajatau and Aaron Gardner. But on the other hand, you have Alyssa Primo, who's the game-leading scorer with 16 points. Her career high is 21, and that happened this month. Before that, it was 20 points. That also happened this month, and last year she scored 18 in January. That's why we call her Miss January. Stanislaus State looking once again. Alyssa Primo, 16. Tao with 8. Gardner with 6 for that total of 35, shooting 34% from the field. But you break that down even further. In the first quarter, they only shot 16.7%. In the second, they shot 53% from the field, really dominating in every which way when it came to the offensive end. Coach Strickland talked about it during his halftime interview with us. They've only turned the ball over 5 times, and of course he doesn't want to see turnovers, but that is lower than their average, and they've forced 10 turnovers on the other side for Cal City East Bay, which is huge. They've had 11 points off turnovers, which would be the difference in this game if they weren't able to force those turnovers and get the points off of them. Cal State East Bay has had a lot of substitutions moving in and out. They've had one player only play 5 minutes and another play just 3, but they've had 20 bench points. And with that, they don't necessarily have a couple of players that come off the bench just for a couple seconds here or there. They have players coming off the bench to play longer minutes. And so that bench points statistical category isn't a huge factor, but the Warriors overall just want to stop them from scoring, as they've had somewhat easy time in that first quarter. Second wasn't as easy for them. They only scored 10 or allowed 10 points in the second quarter to Cal State East Bay while putting up 27 of their own, giving them that 4-point advantage, in which is also their biggest lead of the game. We'll have your CCAA scores in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned right here on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance. working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We are at the half with the Warriors leading 35-31 over the Cal State East Bay Pioneers. Looking at other CCAA scores, Cal Poly Pomona on top of San Bernardino 37-31. Cal State LA 48 to Monterey Bay's 36. Dominguez Hills down by 4 to San Marcos 39-35. Chico State in a 5-point advantage, 31-26 over Cal Poly Humboldt, and then San Francisco State, 43 to UC Merced's 31. Here at the Ed and Bertha Fitzpatrick Arena, it's the Warriors leading 35-31. That's your CCAA update here in Turlock.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
35-31, Stanislaus State leading Cal State East Bay. Looking down at the stat breakdown, Cal State East Bay shooting better from the field, 37.5% to the Warriors, 34%. But looking at that second quarter alone, Cal State East Bay shot 18%, while Stanislaus State shot 53% from the field, which is the big difference, and it was flip-flopped the other way in the first quarter. From the free throw line, Stanislaus State only shooting 50%, but they've had 16 attempts to the 8 of Cal City East Bay, who is shooting 87.5%. Free throws wins games, and the Warriors could have definitely a bigger advantage if that free throw line was a little bit more friendly. But then you look at the 3-point advantage that Stanislaus State has. 3 made threes, 2 of them belong to Alyssa Primo, who's the game's leading scorer with 16 points. That is huge. Without those, it would be a very low-scoring game for Stanislaus State at the half. And East Bay not able to get any down from outside the arc, going 0 of 8. And then rebounds, just slightly being out-rebounded by 2. Cal State East Bay has that advantage. And then the turnovers is another big part that I talked about earlier. Stanislaus State, 11 points off of turnovers. While on the other end for East Bay, they've only had 4 points off turnovers, which is huge because, yes, Stanislaus State has only turned the ball over 5 times, but Cal State East Bay is using a lot of energy. They're moving fast, and they're trying to get the ball down as quick as possible. So by Stanislaus State's defense being able to get down and stop those opportunities, it's huge. We have 1 minute until the third quarter starts, so stick with us. It's Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Flow College.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
You're watching, listening to Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. If you're in your car and you don't have time to watch, well, go to bluechipbroadcasting.com. You can listen for free. And that's not just the women's games. You can join the men's games with Brian Nelson as well. We are off in the second half as the Warriors will start with the ball and their four-point lead, which they took over in the second quarter. Huge offensive play from the Warriors and defensive, keeping East Bay under 20% shooting. Primo with 16, looking to continue that now. She does. She has 18 points. Alyssa Primo, Miss January. Got to give her a sash that says that. Coach Wayman said he'd like to see another 16 from her in the second half, but more importantly, he just wants to see a win.
18, be square.
Warriors were in the bonus in the first two quarters, able to get to that free throw line, although shooting 50%, want to get that percentage just a little bit higher because we know those free throws can win games. One of the first things you learn in basketball is shooting free throws. Shot never hit the rim, so the shot clock continues to wind down with just 2 seconds to get it off. They do, and it creeps right over the rim. That is Haley Estrada. Garrett tries to get it around the body of Akaka, but she will take it away and lead to a two-point shot and have them back within two. Kaka, mentioned multiple times in the first quarter, has been quiet since, but Primo right now trying to continue her hot streak. The three ball just not looking great. Carey holding high to her left side is Akaka. Ten seconds to shoot for East Bay. They go up and down. Tao playing great defense, but the reverse shot will go. Great defense, better offense. Inbound pass gets stripped out of the air. And a foul. That'll go against Quinn Garrett and be her first. Quinn Garrett on Thursday fouled out late in the fourth quarter when they were trying to make the comeback against San Francisco. They were within a 10-point deficit, trying to get them to the free throw line, had to force a couple of fouls and ended up with her on the bench for the remaining couple minutes. Pioneers have tied it back up at 37 apiece. As now the Pioneers will take the advantage again by one, 38-37. Gardner pushes to the middle. Garrett receives the pass and then chomped on. Be a foul against number three, Akaka. Gardner, Garrett, Vancom Griffin, Tao, and Primo are the five for Stan State. High handoff to Vancom Griffin. Goes to Gardner, who's trying to find the lane. She does. Wide open, Aaron Gardner. Gardner has eight, Tao has eight, and Primo has 18. The three leading scorers for Stanislaw, trying to boost them to their first CCAA victory this season. Back door against Garrett, floats it up from the short corner and somehow falls. Full court press from the Warriors, or rather from the Pioneers. Able to break it, dumps it down to Tao, allows the defense to fly right by. Tao in double digits. Body bump will bring in the second foul of the quarter against Stan State.
Warrior foul number 13, Alyssa Primo.
That's against Alyssa Primo, her second foul of the game. And Huechel will come in, take out Garrett for the time being. Vancom Griffin playing defense at the top against Estrada. Back to her, top of the arc, trying to drive in. Here comes the help defense from Tao. They say she got there just a second late. And Tao coming over for that help defense. She was not there before going up for the shot. Have to allow the player to land. And so unfortunately, Tao will pick one up. That's her third. Estrada hits the first, and Sarah Davis will come in, hoping to take out Tao. It was a little late before the ball got to Estrada at the free throw line, so allow her to take this, and now bring in Davis. Gardner trying to punch it into the chest of Huechel. That gets stripped away. Baseline wraparound to the top for Estrada, calling out the play against Sarah Davis. Eldridge, one-on-one against Primo. Back to Estrada. Finds a lane over Davis. Estrada with 9 points. Primo, I believe that will be called on Huechel traveling. Pioneers get this one back, slowing up their offense as the Warriors are ready in their half-court set. Eldridge. Open three. Back iron. Offensive board. Ball poked and last touched by the Pioneers. ...44-41 Pioneers and a 3-point lead over the Warriors. Vancom Griffin will get a wide open lane. Kick to the corner. Primo, she'll hesitate to shoot, try to drive in. Pass deflected. Davis, 16-footer. Front iron on the low arcing shot. Finds the hands of the Pioneers rebounder, Layla Carey. Carey hesitates, drives. Vancom Griffin got her hands on it. And they call the jump ball, which should favor East Bay. Coach Wayman wanting the travel, and I understand why. Vancom Griffin needs to share possession in full, and so by getting her hands on the ball, she never had full possession. She's just held it back, and by the Pioneer hitting the deck, I understand what should be a travel call, but the officials say they're tied up for the held ball, and East Bay will stick with it on the alternating possession. Shot from Eldridge rims out. Vancom Griffin in for a small floater and gets the friendly bounce. Shooter's touch for Vancom Griffin's first made basket.
Sarah, behind you!
Wide open back door. The Pioneers throw it away. Wide open was Meredith Gilbertson. I don't think she was prepared for it either. Davis trying to push to the middle, a collision. They're going to call this against Vancom Griffin. ...44-43, just over 5 remaining in the third. Another one underneath, wide open for Gilbertson. Ball is loose. Gardner picks up 2 seconds to get it over. Huechel tries to throw it across, but not in time. Take a look at that last foul against Amaya Vancom Griffin. See both players going up for it. A foul called against her, but with that, it leads us to a break with a 3-point lead to Cal State East Bay.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. We're halfway through the third, and the Pioneers have retaken their lead, outscoring the Warriors 15-8 so far. And the Warriors, their biggest lead was 6, and that was at the beginning of the second half. They're trying to get back on top, but good thing about the stats you can look at is that Stanislaus State scores their second most points in the fourth quarter when you break it down by quarters. And so that fourth quarter is going to be huge for Stan State. If they're a little bit down trailing, they outscore their opponents there. Hugel, a little too handsy, picks up the fifth team foul, in the third quarter with 4 minutes 38 seconds to go. So East Bay, who has been light at the free throw line, we'll get a lot of opportunities there if the fouls continue to occur. 83% as a team in this game for East Bay at the free throw line. Ball gets across the midway point with the hands of Primo. Garrett Vancom Griffin controlling the top. Gardner's at the bottom. Hukul running the baseline. Primo all the way in. Got it again. Alyssa Primo with 20. Alyssa Primo unstoppable right now on the Warrior offense. East Bay moving the ball outside. Halfway through the shot clock. Ball's in the hands of Estrada. Getting a screen on the right side from Eldridge. Vancom Griffin not giving her any space. Push down to the middle. Puts East Bay again inside the basket. It's Meredith Gilbertson with 8. Gardner to the middle. Quinn Garrett snags it. Primo sidesteps. Hands over Vancom Griffin. Garrett wide open at the top. Poked out on the drive down the middle from Vancom Griffin. Stays with the Warriors. East Bay will bring in two new players. Schaefer is back in, and so is Morris. Garrett up and down Primo. Screen from Vancom Griffin. Attacking Schaefer. Hangs on the rim for a second. Hukel offensive board put back as she fades away, and a call from the far side of the court to put her at the free throw line. East Bay has done a fantastic job at keeping their hands to themselves in this third quarter. In the first two periods, East Bay allowed the Warriors to get to the free throw line through the bonus, but right now only their second team foul, and this point in each quarter is where the Warriors would be in the bonus if we look back at the first quarters. Pioneers up by 4. As Hukel's second free throw rattles out.
One more.
Eldridge finds the corner. Luca Loewenberg, fantastic shooter that the Warriors have kept at bay. Schaefer bouncing off of Vancom Griffin. Second chance opportunity. Now from the free throw line, it'll go for Sierra Morris. First time there for her. Gardner gets called for this foul. A little slap with the left hand and the right hand also on the back. 9 points now for Sierra Morris. Second one, off mark. Huckel hesitates, got the defense to slide across the court. Primo. Fading, got it again. Alyssa Primo now with 22, which is a new career high for her. Broken her career high in points in three different games this month alone. East Bay, wide open all the way on the other end. Got the inbound and nothing but the basket there for Haley Estrada. Pioneers in the lead by five. Warriors up and down to Huckel as there is a movement down low and they call it blocking against East Bay. This will be a fun one to see. If you're listening on Blue Chip Broadcasting, I apologize for not being able to see this one, but Gardner gets a lane. She was there late. Gardner had already taken off, and that's one of the clear signs that initially Judge on the baseline was going to call it offensive, but then switches his call. Have to let it process in the mind. It happened so fast. And so now Warriors will have it down there, and it's the third foul against the Pioneers in the quarter. Garrett trying to drive baseline. Gives it up to Huckel. Thank Tom Griffin. Shot clock in single digits. Primo just has to throw it up, but gets called for the travel first. Warriors be placed in a full court defense. Schaefer inbounds, goes right back to her. Need to hold for three more seconds. Unable to do so. The ball gets thrown up court to Schaefer. Over the head of Gardner. Gets a lucky bounce off the backboard. Pioneers extending their lead to seven. Now a chance to make it nine. Gardner taps to the corner. Not going to sacrifice her body to go out of bounds. So this will stay with East Bay. Shot clock at 15 as the Warriors never had possession. Seconds and counting on the shot clock for East Bay. Now make it 10. Estrada. Finally looking to attack. Goes up and down. Gardner's defense straight up and down, but it's not enough to stop Sierra Morris. Now back to a 9-point game with 90 seconds to go in the quarter as the ball is turned over again, and Coach Wayman is going to want a timeout. We'll hear from Turlock Direct as we take a break.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
57-48, the Pioneers leading the Warriors in quarter three with just 90 seconds to go before the fourth quarter. The Warriors have done good in the fourth quarter based on previous games this season, scoring 177 points in total. Unfortunately, they allow their opponents more points than that, but it is also their opponent's least scoring quarter when you break it down fully. So Warriors looking to that fourth quarter and specifically looking more towards Alyssa Primo, who has tied her career high 22 points in a game and still 10 minutes to play. is the one to look for, wearing number 13. East Bay, ball back in session. Estrada to carry, guarded by Garrett, 2v2. Now Primo down on the block playing defense. Ball is loose, and then a jump ball, and this should favor the Warriors. It does. Imperative that the Warriors get a basket here. Try to bring this lead within 5 if they can. Of course, the lead currently standing at 9. Garrett bounces it down to Huechel. A lot of pressure down there from Schaefer. Makes her miss, and the ball heads the other way. Vancom Griffin's the only defender. Carey floating up and in. Takes off. Now with 6 points is Carey. Gardner gets it across the midway point, and it's over the head of Alyssa Primo. Just like Christopher Cross, that ball was sailing. Come on. 45 seconds left in the third. Pioneers 59, Warriors 48. Here's Estrada. Gardner stops her from driving closer. Estrada's back with it around the three-point line. Floating up again with the right hand. Only hits glass as Gardner brings it down. They can hold for the final shot, but right now the Warriors just need to get an open shot. Garrett gets open. Right hand, no. Shot clock turned off for East Bay. Trying to move this and look for an opening. High screen on the pick and roll. Estrada gives out. Schaefer's 3. Pogo's up and out. Huechel will snag a board and give her credit 1 to the stat sheet. But right now, the Pioneers leading by 11 as we enter the final 10 minutes of play.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Ten minutes left to play at the Edinburtha Fitzpatrick Arena for Stan State Women Warrior Basketball. It is 59-48. Cal State East Bay going on a large scoring run there. Now East Bay back with it offensively. Carey missed the first opportunity. Vancom Griffin will volleyball bat this one down out of bounds. So we have another update from our indoor track and field team. Raina Dismukes moves into second all-time in Warrior history in the triple jump with a mark of 36 feet and a quarter inch at the Nevada Invitational. Shout out Raina Dismukes and our other athletic programs here at Stan State. Carey kicks left side, 10 seconds to shoot as the back down progresses. Carey outside 3, no. East Bay sticks with it. It's assistant coach Riley Holiday saying the defense needs to box out, make sure we get those rebounds. Schaefer off on her 3, and finally the Warriors will snag the board. Up court pass, Primo can't get to the corner before the Pioneers do. Akaka grabbing that for East Bay to bring it back down offensively. Akaka 10 seconds to shoot against Vancom Griffin. She gives it away. It's Gilbertson having to get this one out. Davis against Loewenberg. Shot eventually from the short corner. Catches a piece of the rim. Tao is there for it. Garrett up and down Tao. High post. 5 feet out. Hangs on the rim for a second. Battles off, and Tao will move her way over against the body of Gilbertson before heading back defensively.
Ready to drive.
Carry for two. Pogos and out to Vancom Griffin. Up court pass, Primo. She'll be the only one there for it. Right hand, and now officially breaking her career high with 24 points. Schaefer open for three. Not going to get it. Toilet bowl roll gets plunged out. Gilbertson's on the floor as Carey gets this one into her grasp. Halfway through the shot clock, East Bay will continue on the outside. Schaefer still holding outside. Loewenberg lost it. They're going to say she bobbled it to avoid any travel, and the ball will go out of bounds. Give it back to the Warriors as Gardner and Huckel will re-enter as Vancom Griffin and Davis will get a rest. East Bay, 38 points in the paint. Most of their points score. Garrett calling out the play. Looking at options. We'll keep it high with Gardner. Gardner now attacking against Schaefer. Got in front of her, but the ball was a little ahead of her. Schaefer bounces off of Primo. Resets offensively. Akaka now to Loewenberg. Estrada against Tao. Tao, great defense, not allowing her to penetrate any further. Estrada once again against Tao. Caught behind the backboard, but somehow gets it up and over. Primo running down the lane. Reverse. Got it. Alyssa Primo showing it off. Now with 26 points. Akaka gets it under to Gilbertson as we have a timeout called by Cal State East Bay. It's an 11-point lead to the Pioneers. Stan State Warrior Basketball is on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Stanislaus State cheerleading squad out on the court. Be here in the Edinburgh the Fitzpatrick Arena to see them perform, as well as your Warrior basketball squads, women Warriors and men's basketball team as well. Next Saturday, we'll be right back here in Turlock as it's the Hall of Fame Day. We'll be inducting multiple people, former players, including my boss, Brian Nelson, and his longtime broadcasting partner, Eric, into the Hall of Fame. That'll be during the halftime of the men's game. So hope to see you here and fill the stands. Warriors court. 6:25 remaining in the fourth. Tao trying to drive in. She gets fouled. She'll get two. This foul is against Meredith Gilbertson. That is her third in the game. Tao off on the first as we get a look at that foul. Tao wrapping left to right, and you see that body of Gilbertson a little bit faster than Tao creating that contact. Warriors 9 of 20 from the free throw line. Akaka going back door. Estrada fakes to go up, kicks back out. Loewenberg pounds the middle. Estrada looking for three. She's going to get it. Pioneers taking over in the second half, 66-52. Warriors have relied upon Alyssa Primo. East Bay has caught on, trying to stop her in every which direction as we get another trip to the free throw line with Tao. That is the second foul in the fourth quarter overall, not just from the Pioneers. Both are against East Bay, but Stanislaus State has not fouled yet in the fourth as we look at this again. Tao wanting to get down the middle, draws the defender up to her high side, and then she can spin, get in, and the defense late to the party. Tao this time hits the first. Tao goes 2 for 2. Tao now with 12 points, second leading scorer on Stan State. Primo gets called for a foul here, like she was straight up and down on the block, and lunging her body in was Sierra Morris. Morris with 14 of the team's 69. Hugel tripped up, and they're going to blow the whistle for this one against Eldridge. As the third foul against East Bay. Warriors hoping to get to the free throw line as much as possible. And we saw Tao go back-to-back possessions being there at the free throw line. Schaefer will re-enter. Akaka exits. Screen from Tao. Vancom Griffin picks up her dribble, tries to step through it. Gardner fighting for it and not going to save it. Gardner trying to stop her from moving down the sideline. Draws the contact, unfortunately. Eldridge searching. Gardner allows Schaefer to go back door and gets the bucket. Pioneers breach the 70-point mark. That's 10 points for Schaefer now. Hukel, open for three. Got it! Carissa Hukel knocks down the triple. It's her first made three today. Primo tries to get there to take it at half court. It allows the offense of East Bay to work the other end and will lead to another foul. This is the fourth against Tao. Quinn Garrett and Sarah Davis ready to re-enter for Stan State.
Nothing in the key.
Schaefer finds it in the corner off the inbound. Estrada once again push the middle. They'll try to attack Tao. Decide to go a different direction. Estrada with 10 to shoot. High screen. She goes the other direction. Tao's on her side, and a late whistle call again. This is going to be the fifth against Tao. and have her exit for the remainder of the game. Fourth foul against the Warriors in the quarter. All four fouls have been within the last 2 minutes. Garrett working on carry to get it across. Garrett finally to Davis. Looks backwards to Vancom Griffin. She gets it. Jump stops. Estrada pulls up. Right hand underneath. A blocking foul and two free throws. It's the fourth against the Pioneers, and Vancom Griffin gets two. First time at the free throw line for her. Gets the first. Still a 15-point lead for East Bay. Got them both, and East Bay again wasting no time. Garrett trying to come in. Makes her miss the first. Second chance opportunity. Foul on the ground. That goes against the Pioneers. Is the fifth foul against East Bay, which will send Stanislaus State to the line. Four of the five players on the court for East Bay have three fouls apiece. 3:48 remaining. And Gardner misses the first. Gardner gets the second, and we'll get another timeout from Stan State, a 30-second timeout, which means we hear from one of my favorite sushi places, Katana Sushi.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
73-60, the Pioneers lead by 13 with just 3:48 remaining in the game. Warriors have relied upon Alyssa Primo, 26 points on over 50% shooting, 2 of 4 from 3 and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Going to need more from her and the rest of the offense if they want a chance at taking this win, what could be their first CCAA victory. But right now, East Bay showing up in the time of need, and so is the whistle. Here's Eldridge popping it up and in. Huckel will look for three. A little long right line. Gardner coming over for the help. And a jump ball. Vancom Griffin, Gardner collapsing on the body of Estrada to tie it up. And the alternate possession gives this one to the Warriors under the basket to score on. Coach Wayman resulting in the three-point game, saying we need a three. We need to get back in this game. Five threes just to tie it up. If the defense holds the Pioneers off. Primo tosses it up with a nice kiss off the glass. Primo now with 28. Eldridge over Estrada, top of the arc. Bounces off of Vancom Griffin. Gonna stay on their assignments. Drops it down low. Now switching court. Left side. Eldridge three. Front iron. Put back. Estrada. 77-62 now. Pioneers keeping their lead and not wavering from it. Garrett sends Primo down the baseline as the ball gets stretched out of bounds by Estrada. Assistant coach Holiday orchestrating the offense from the sidelines. Vancom Griffin eventually gets it into the hands of Gardner. Davis, three. Too much. Primo comes flying in. Missed the runway.
Here we go. Got a quick knee on my hand. Low pressure. Well.
Three. Eldridge picks up her dribble. Short corner, two. Gets the friendly bounce. Estrada now with 22 points on the East Bay side. Garrett right into the rectangle, throws it off the glass. Gardner is there offensively. Turn around, fade away, bounces out. Ball deflected into the backcourt and then eventually turned over. Carey, shoulder into the chest of Vancom Griffin. And that's an offensive foul against Carey for her fourth.
Carey, you're taking it out. Carey, you're taking it out.
1:26 left, and the men will take over the court. Join Brian Nelson on Blue Chip Broadcasting and on Flow College. The Warriors look to add a couple to their total, but looks about out of reach. Garrett fakes a handoff to Primo and gets fouled for more free throws. Garrett gets them both. Eventually getting it in. Finds Campbell. Trying to keep them backcourt for that backcourt violation. Primo mixed up with it. Holds her hands on it. Coach Wayman calls the timeout with a minute nine. Here's a look at Played Against Sports.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between. Our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
109 to go. Pioneers 79, Warriors 64. Warrior basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. Thanks for being a part of it. We'll be here next Saturday against UC Merced for Hall of Fame Day, where my boss, Brian Nelson, you recognize his voice and most likely his name from the men's basketball, baseball as well, will be inducted into the Stanislaus State Hall of Fame, along with his longtime broadcasting partner, Eric. Excited to keep them here with us at Stanislaus State. So be here for those games and for the Hall of Fame ceremony at the halftime of the men's game. Garrett snags this one on the outside. Finds Primo looking for three. Comes up just shy on the right line. Davis the save, but it's into the hands of East Bay. Less than a minute to go as East Bay just looking at that clock management and trying to keep it away from the Warriors for as long as possible. Five seconds to shoot for East Bay. They need to get at least one shot off. goes up and under, hits the rim, a fight for it, a second chance. Gibson gets a block. Team's second leader in blocks, although the most per 32. This ball travels out of bounds. It'll be East Bay's for the final 19 and a half.
In the game for the Warriors, number 14, Kylie Kalina.
Kalina will get a couple of seconds to play here in the fourth as time expires, and they'll allow Bancom Griffin to hit the bench as East Bay can imagine would just be dribbling the ball out, but continues the ball movement outside. Final 3 seconds. East Bay will hold it here, and the Pioneers will get their fifth conference victory this season at 5-5, 6-10 overall, taking down the Stanislaus State Warriors. Will now be 1-12. 79-64 final score. We'll get your stats and your CCAA update before the end. Stay right here.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball and Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting Final, 79-64, East Bay taking down the Warriors for their fifth conference win of the season. They were led by Haley Estrada with 22 points, going 8 of 10 from the field, perfect from outside, 1 of 1 and 5 of 6 from the free throw line, followed up by three other double-digit scorers with Gilbertson, Morris, and Schaefer. They had 16 turnovers, 21 assists, and 10 steals. As a team, they shot 44.5% from the field, 1 of 15 from 3, 84% from the free throw line, knocking down 16 of the 19 attempted. On the other side for Stanislaus State, led by Alyssa Primo, once again breaking her career high in points, 28 points today, shooting 50% from the field, 2 of 5 from outside, and a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line, which is the second straight game she was able to do that in. They were followed up by Mila Sarai Tau, 50% from the field, 50% from the free throw line with 12 points. Then Aaron Gardner added 9, 3 of 8 with 1 from the outside and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 18 turnovers, and at the half they only had 5, 13 assists, 6 steals, and 2 blocks as well. Then from the entire team in total, 37% from the field, 30% from 3, 57% from the free throw line, shooting 16 of 28. They were outscored in the second half, 48-30. Meanwhile, looking at points off turnovers, Stanislaus Day had 15, 32 points in the paint, while East Bay had 17 points off turnovers and 48 points in the paint en route to their victory. The biggest lead was 17, despite the final score being just a little bit lower that second half. Cal State East Bay's energy the entire game was able to knock down the Warriors, as we'll get a CCAA update. L.A. taking down Monterey Bay, 82-64. Pomona, 10-point win over San Bernardino, 65-55. Humboldt being knocked out by Chico State, 67-42. And just down the street in Merced, San Francisco down by 1, 57-56. Dominguez Hills, 77. San Marcos, 73. And right here in Turlock at the Edinburgh Fitzpatrick Arena, the final, East Bay, 79. Stanislaus State, 64. Blue Chip Broadcasting and Flow College will have Brian Nelson with you next as the men will battle it out on the court. It's Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Basketball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. And be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.